To Washington, D.C. now, where elections have consequences, according to White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. Told that to the Associated Press over the weekend, echoing President Obama. And apparently, the Obama experience with a government shutdown will be echoed under President Trump. This upcoming Saturday marks the deadline for Congress to pass a new federal spending deal. And a possible bipartisan compromise seems to have been scuttled by the White House coming in and shaking things up. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with us. Todd, is it power struggle, government shutdown, Pick one.
What it actually seems like to a lot of people in Washington, John, is a last-ditch effort from the White House, from the president specifically, to have a big legislative win to show the base for this first 100 days, which also has its number up on that very same Saturday that you just mentioned. Talks have been going along pretty well, actually, between White House, between Hill Republicans and Hill Democrats over the Easter Passover break. While everybody else was out enjoying the spring, members and their staffs were negotiating a spending deal that looked like it was going to let this one kind of bip along pretty smoothly until the White House and the president came along a couple of days ago and said, oh, no, this spending deal for the government shutdown negotiations that expire midnight Friday night has to include about $1.5 billion for my border wall. Everybody said, wait, what? No, we've already decided to punt on that one so that we don't have a showdown right now. And I'm giving you the voices not just of Democrats, but also of Republicans on the Hill, many of whom would want to build the border wall, John, probably a lot of them would, but they just don't want to have that fight now. And they kind of looked sideways down Pennsylvania Avenue saying, why are you doing this? Why now? You know, here is Peter King. He's from New York. Now, I'm playing you Peter King, former chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, because he's a huge proponent of the border wall. He really wants this thing to be built. But here's what he had to say.
There's going to be compromises going on. But one way or the other, we cannot let the government shut down. And then we have to, once the government is up and running and stays up and running, then we have to just fight this out over the next year.
Does the Trump administration believe that Congress will actually take up the wall later on, or will the punt mean that it just sort of fades into the morass?
Really hard to tell because, as we've learned to expect in this first 100 days, different messages coming from different senior administration officials. Reince Priebus went on TV and took a conciliatory tone saying, well, if we get a little bit of money for border security, that might be good enough. Mick Mulvaney, who you mentioned, the White House budget director, took a harder line stance. The Homeland Security Secretary, a harder line stance. The question is, what would the president do? Now, the president has been on Twitter sending some messages as well, suggesting that he wants to trade dollar for dollar money for the border wall with money that Democrats want. The White House has been threatening to cut what are called cost-sharing subsidies that are under Obamacare. That's money that goes to about 6 million Obamacare recipients, John, to help them afford out-of-pocket costs like deductibles and premiums. The White House is holding the sword of Damocles over some of that money and says, let's go dollar for dollar. The Democrats are saying, we're not playing that game. If there's a shutdown, you guys control all the branches of government. It's you guys who are going to pay for this. I mention Obamacare because at the same time over the break, within the last week, the White House started sending messages through reporters saying that they thought the House was going to vote on another Obamacare repeal this week, that they had reached a deal with conservative Republicans from the Freedom Caucus, and that the House was going to hold a vote. It took about 10 minutes for Paul Ryan's office to shoot back saying, we're not doing that. That's not even in our plans. So a lot of mixed messages as we look forward to this funding deadline expiring on Friday evening and wondering where these negotiations are going to go.
Todd, can the administration do that, go in and do a piecemeal Obamacare change on the subsidies, as you've mentioned, going dollar for dollar on the wall? It's sort of a partial Obamacare repeal. Would Congress do that?
They can try. The White House can go out on its own without House Republicans. But listen to Chris Wallace asking Mick Mulvaney what the president will sign.
Will he sign a government funding bill that does not include funding for the border wall?
Yeah, and I think you saw his answer just in your little lead-in, which is, we don't know yet.
It's the budget director. I love that.
There
Mick
it is.
Mulvaney talking to Chris Wallace. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.